You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Once again, we welcome back to the show Bonnie Lo Kramen, best-selling author of Be the Ultimate Assistant and a Workplace Expert. She travels the world speaking and teaching strategies to build strong and production relationships between entrepreneurs and their staff. Today, Bonnie is here to discuss what's really going on with women within the workplace. Bonnie, certainly a privilege to have you with us once again on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's a pleasure to be back.
So you write and speak a great deal on this subject of women in the workplace and workplace bullying, and say that the two topics are connected. What exactly is workplace bullying, and why is it a problem?
Right. It's a big problem around our world. My work is training executive and personal assistants, and what I'm seeing is that workplace bullying is an epidemic issue. A recent survey that Forbes printed, it's a staggering 96% of all working Americans who have experienced some form of workplace bullying. I've experienced it. You've experienced too, right, Eric?
I certainly have on several occasions.
Yeah, but the thing is that as of this minute, there are zero laws against workplace bullying, so that's leaving it up to individual companies to deal with how they're handling it. A few months ago, you and I talked about an article from the LA Times called Why Women in Tech Are Leaving in Droves. And I had the chance to speak in Guadalajara, Mexico a month or so ago, and had 200 women in tech in the room. And I was shocked by the reality that tech companies are having trouble retaining women. These women in Mexico validated that what exists are hostile work environments. And this is another term for workplace bullying. And women are primary targets of bullying. The kind of behaviors we're talking about, you know, what is it? Yelling, using profanity, public humiliation in meetings, withholding of key information, being ostracized. Those are just a few of the behaviors. And Eric, it's a problem because the trauma from bullying doesn't just last for the day it happens or for, you know, weeks after or months after, but years after. You know, so the bottom line is that when women in the workplace feel disrespected with any of these behaviors and made to feel that they don't belong, they leave. That's what's happening. They're just leaving, and it's costing a lot of money.
Certainly eye-opening information for sure. Now, we hear so much about bullying in the school place or in the schools in our country, and recently there have been more articles about workplace bullying as well, specifically about women in technology, as you'd mentioned. What is your take on what is going on?
My take is that we've got some catching up to do. The workplace landscape has changed, especially in the aftermath of 2008 with the financial meltdown that happened. A new normal, quote-unquote new normal, I think, is needed, where we involve men more in the conversation, because right now we have a situation where more women than men are in the global workforce. It's a numbers game, and more women than men right now are getting college degrees. And now more women are joining the ranks of leadership in government and in companies. But what has not happened is the training and education required to respond to this situation with policies that reflect this new normal with these demographics. And we need both men and women to be a part of the conversation so that it can be a win-win in the workplace, and that, you know, in some companies it seems clear that men see, you know, this proliferation of women in the companies as a threat. And it does not have to be that way, in, you know, because after all, you know, for men in the workplace, it, we could be talking about their daughters, their partners. You know, we're in this thing together, and so we definitely are in a very interesting time in our workplace.
What are the costs to companies for allowing bullying and uncivil behaviors going unchecked?
Well, when bullies are permitted to create these toxic environments, people leave. You know, perhaps you heard the expression, Eric, you know, people don't leave companies, they leave managers and coworkers. A revolving door of staff is very costly. On average, it costs a company 50% of a staffer's annual salary to replace them. In essence, it's a lot less costly to figure out ways to retain staff and to reward staff than to replace them. And here's the other thing, that when people are bullied, these people take more sick days, they have more health problems and stress-related issues like drinking too much, smoking too much, eating too much, and all of these are risk factors unless leaders are willing to take this on and not shove it under the rug and to take a look at it. But what's required for that, of course, is for them to get training and education, because this is a tough subject.
Today, once again, we're joined by Bonnie Lo Kramen, best-selling author of Be the Ultimate Assistant. She's also a workplace expert here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Bonnie, what are the ways entrepreneurs can handle incivility in their offices?
You know, Eric, setting expectations right from the beginning, with new hires, with new managers, with new support staff, that this company has a culture of respect, that the language of respect needs to be put on the website. So anyone searching for a job at their company needs to know what the expectation is. And there need to be clear consequences for these behaviors, because that's what's happening. If it goes unchecked, then bullies feel free to keep it going. And it's wreaking havoc, frankly. One leader I know has their staff sign a code of conduct upon hiring. And this is the part I love, that every year staff at every level has to sign that piece of paper, has to recommit to this idea every single year. So it's not that they just sign, you know, they're signing lots of papers when they're first hired, but they have to recommit to this culture of respect. And I think that's a brilliant idea. Our leaders need to be role models and to make it clear what kinds of behaviors will not be tolerated. I can tell you that when staffers feel valued and appreciated, that they want to feel commitment to respectful treatment, that that's what matters most. It means more than money, especially to women.
This is so, so true. Now, in your work training assistants all over the world, what are you doing personally to support staff to end workplace bullying?
Well, a few months ago, I started a new website called speakuppledge.com. I feel so strongly about this issue that I see it as the number one challenge in the global workplace, not just in the United States, but you know, at this point, I've had people in my audiences from 40 countries, and they confirm what's going on or in their companies. This whole idea of speaking up as something that's imperative in our workplace is something that's part of every training I do, because I see that fear to speak up is stopping so many potentially successful professionals in the workplace. Fear is stopping them in their tracks. The people will say to me, well, Bonnie, I can't speak up, you know, even though I'm being bullied, even though, you know, I see things that I should speak up about, because they're afraid of losing their job. And what I have seen to be true, 9 times out of 10, that's not going to happen. And in fact, professionals, when it value clear, direct communication. Unfortunately, it's too rare, and I think it's my obligation, it's part of my training that I must share these ideas with especially women, because women are not conditioned when we're young. We're not socialized when we're young to confront. I mean, let's face it, no one likes confrontation. No one, not men or women. So but what's lacking is the training to teach us how to talk to one another, because it's not a matter of if, it's when issues are going to arise in the workplace. What I know for sure is that silence is the enemy. My training supports both assistants and managers to speak up with one another. You know, what I see is that it's not only the staff that's afraid to speak up, it's also managers. And what that led me to is an understanding that managers need support as well. That, you know, where are they getting the training to handle the tricky, tough situations in the workplace? You know, they're not teaching it in business school. So unless we have mentors who can, you know, walk us through these tricky situations in the workplace, they're not going to get solved. And you know, I'm not sure there's anyone who, you know, is a mature adult who doesn't know that small problems tend to escalate into really big ones unless we handle it, you know. And at this point, you know, I've got so many success stories of people who have mustered up the courage to say what's on their mind. And so what I know is that really great things can happen when you speak up. It's not only about workplace bullying, that there are so many subjects in the workplace, Eric, that we're staying too quiet about. You know, people are afraid to handle their performance reviews and salary negotiations and asking for training, asking for time off. There are a myriad of topics that are very stressful to talk about in the workplace, and it's particularly an issue for women, but men have reminded me that it's an issue for them as well. So we need to do a better job in our workplace.
Bonnie, certainly has been good to have you cover this topic to bring our attention to this problem. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip along the lines of what we have been covering today?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if anyone listening is involved in a bullying situation right now, one of the best resources I know is the book called Taming the Abrasive Manager by Laura Crawshaw. If bullying is in play, isolating yourself is the worst thing to do. There's truly strength in numbers. Women need other women for support as mentors. We need to figure out ways together to break the silence in positive ways so that we can, you know, confront the issues that are facing us and that we can transform this workplace for the better. It will transform if we can speak to the issues that are facing us on a day-in, day-out basis.
Bonnie, where can folks find you online, and also where can they pick up your book?
Yes, thank you. My book is called Be the Ultimate Assistant, available on Amazon.com and in bookstores. My website is betheultimateassistant.com, and also, as I mentioned, speakuppledge.com, which are pledges for both staff and managers to figure out the language and how to articulate speaking up with one another in order to make the workplace a much better place. So I invite your listeners to connect with me on LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook, because we are all in this together. We have a real opportunity to make things much improved in this workplace. So thank you, Eric.
You're more than welcome, and thanks for all that you're doing, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
It certainly is. Look forward to another conversation in the future. We've been speaking with Bonnie Lo Kramen, best-selling author of Be the Ultimate Assistant and a workplace expert. And once again, the websites of reference, is BonnieLoCraman.com as well as SpeakUpPledge.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.